Hey everyone, this is Jordan McNamara for News to News Radio. All the things we don't understand, the news they don't want you to know. What are they hiding from us? What are they planning for us? The New World Order, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum. We've got it all right here. We've got the best news sources in the entire world. And we don't have to hide it. I got a special guest today, Catherine Tamiana Malou, Pastor Pernod Ferner. We're going to go over some topics today, maybe open the phone lines, find out what's going on in the headlines today that the mainstream, lamestream, woke is broke, effed up media doesn't want you to know about. In the desert of the news.
Am I on? I just... I have all my notes, Jordan. I'm ready to do the show and be fabulous.
Excellent. So let's open up the other phone lines, get our other guest on.
Can you hear
Pernod? There's the pastor there on the line.
Can you hear Pernod?
Oh,
Pernod is here. Pernod is here to talk about the Lord.
Oh, my God.
Right, so I got a few questions here.
I'm ready to go, Jordan.
We want to go over Bill Gates buying up all the farmland. Here in the United States,
uh-huh.
We need to talk about that. We need to talk about the U.S. dollar being printed in China. Who wants to start?
I'll go first. So the U.S. dollar is being printed in China on copy machines in old Kinko's stores. And all the dollars currently in circulation here in the United States is from China, so draw your own conclusions. I wouldn't spend it out of an ATM. God only knows where it's been. But as far as the farmland goes, being snatched up by Bill Gates, that's not going to last because of these energy-directed weapons or direct energy weapons or whatever they're calling them. That's going to set everything on fire because that's going to go haywire. There's going to be a big event that ties in the superstructure of the internet, tied in with AI, and connected to Elon Musk's Neuralink, not to mention Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Xi Jinping, Rocket Man from North Korea, and Putin.
Yeah.
Biden doesn't know any of this is going on, but I'm sure Obama is behind all of it.
Isn't Obama behind everything right now? Isn't he the real one pulling the strings on Biden, who's clueless? He's just a dumbass with no brain. It's just a matter of time before he drops dead.
Well, that's why they have this whole distraction in Gaza. And Gaza is all about Israel and the coming of Jesus Christ the second time when he comes back rich. That's why we got to rebuild the temple in the right city and not Gaza. Gaza is the wrong place, says Pernod, according to our coordinates in our super study center. And we got a super study center with Christians always working 24 hours a day on this 24/7, 365. And the super center is really the heart of how we're going to rebuild the temple for Jesus when he comes back.
Open the phone lines and find out what our entire audience thinks. Caller, you're on the air.
Hold on, you guys. I'm just smoking, you know, I like to listen to this show before I go to bed. It kind of soothes me. It's like a bedtime story for adults. I got a question for both your special guests here, Jordan. Is we going into World War III? Because I've got my QAnon newsletter, and the evening edition just came in. My friend Sylvia gets it to her email. I don't have the internet machine. But anyway, these clove cigarettes are really good. You know, I had Marlboros during the day, but then I like to cool down at night with something warm and spicy.
Mm.
Anyway, is we going into World War III, and how much do I need to stock up on food?
Now, that's a good question, Catherine and Pastor.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about going into World War III, and how should Americans prepare?
Well, the first thing you need is the Bible. Because we already got God. God is always first. But now we're talking about a list for humans who is filled with a sin. Because it's the fall of man. And this is just another one of the things the Bible has predicted before Nostradamus and everyone else doing their tarot readings and their astrology readings and their Ouija board readings and reading the tea leaves and reading the coffee grounds and their coffee cups and all the other stupid, idiotic stuff of Satan. And we's going into World War III, but see, if you read the end of the book, Jordan, then the end of the book in the Bible of Jesus and God with Pernod and sending all your money, it says that we will be saved. And we's already saved. So Christians get saved twice. We get to go through the double doors. Everyone else just gets to go through the single door. And that means they only have a 50% chance of getting it. It's a coin toss. It's a coin toss. Sorry, Pernod misspoke. I've been reading the Bible all day to people who is blind and deaf. And that takes a lot out of Pernod. But anyway, so World War III is coming. You need the Bible. The Bible tells you everything you need to do to prepare, including the foods. Let's eat the herb of the land.
Oh, my God.
The land of God with the herbs and the wheat and the chaff. And
whatever.
Don't mix the milk with the beef.
Wrap us up.
And all kinds of dietary prohibitions.
Come on.
And
come on.
And what you can eat. Nothing. That'd be nice.
Sir, pardon me, guys. I got gas.
Oh.
But I had a full can of Denison's extra.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's repeating on me 6 hours later, goddammit. But anyway, so Catherine, what's your answer about World War III? Anyway, should I do?
That's a good question. Catherine, what should she do?
What she should do is take my seminar. You know, Topless for Trump, it's still running. It's my most popular and expensive seminar. And before you ask, Linda, I don't have coupons. Okay, if you can't afford it, you're out of the demographic, as we say in TV advert land. But Topless for Trump, we go over the whole thing. I've got printable PDFs. I call them PDFs. You can print out those PDFs. And just make sure that when you're reading them, you don't get C. diff. Oh, God, that was because, you know, the last batch of students I had got C. diff, except for me and Jocelyn, my assistant, and a couple of my, was it two or three? Oh, she's not here. I think it was about seven of my inner circle students who pay $100,000 a year to be in my inner circle. They did not get C. diff. Everyone else did, and I had to have them quarantined and removed from the island that I rent from someone. I can't tell you who it is, but I think you should come to Topless for Trump, Glenda. We've got lists, checklists. I've got templates galore. We got a group coaching program, bonuses and bonuses and such as and other stuff. I mean, it's just all there. Comprehensive. It's complete.
Oh, my God.
And do that, Glenda, and then you'll know exactly what to do. It's quick. It's easy.
Oh, my God.
And you'll know everything in 8 hours or less.
Where do I get it, honey? How much is it? Because tonight I think we're going back to Sambo's.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that earlier.
I remember she said that on the earlier show when she's going to Sambo's. It's all about some Black Panther that runs around the train, turns into butter. Very racial place. They should shut it down.
So, Glenda, I don't know why you're running around trees trying to turn things into butter like lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. I mean, you don't have the ruby slippers, Glenda. What are you going to do when it doesn't happen? Okay, so you got to stop living in these far-left, woke, you go broke narratives. These are false narratives. You can't run around a tree fast enough and turn into butter, Glenda. That's a left wokest bullshittest ist is what it is. It's an ist, Glenda, and don't believe it, but it's very expensive. My program is very expensive. It's $10,000 for the free download and no refunds, because we want you to make a commitment to this, and we are not going to be a part of your own self-sabotage.
Right.
That's why we charge for it, for the free program.
I think it's a good idea. A lot of people ought to really charge for their programs, especially when they're free. Like, everyone wants a free program.
Oh, I know.
But then they don't do it, they don't value it, they don't go through
the
whole course.
Well, this is it.
So you might as well charge for the free one, right? Isn't that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Jordan, and that's why I'm topless, no panties, only wearing the sandals with that lilt in my voice and that wind in my panties when I wear them if it gets too chilly. But that is the price in strategery, Glenda, so it's free for $10,000, and then you come to the program, and we get started right away so that you can make progress and get an unfair advantage.
Yeah.
Don't you want to get ahead of the hoi polloi,
yeah,
the sheeple going over the cliff, Glenda?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be one of them.
No, I don't want to be one of them, honey. I got to stock up on diapers. I'm almost done. I'm going to need new Barca Lounger with my built-in bedpan system. And then probably need a new TV set here in a couple of years.
You know,
this one's almost dead. It's the old vacuum tube kind. It's real big, real dusty.
Well, see, Glenda, if you leave it dusty and you autograph it with someone's famous name, then you could auction that off on an auction site on the internet like eBay or Alibaba. I hear they take items or something like that. Anyway, or is it Aribaba? Arimelber. .com. I don't know what it was. But you could do an auction on that, Glenda, but you don't want to be caught lying on that because that'd be a sin. But if you does get the money, then good for you, Glenda. You understand capitalism. It's all corrupt. Nothing matters anyway.
Now, do you stand for someone lying on an online auction just to grift and bilk people out of a dollar?
Well, it is sin, but she's pre-forgiven. So we got the pre-forgiveness clause in the Bible, which is called Jesus died on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows what that means.
I know what that means, Jordan. The other thing is remember the U.S. dollar is being Xeroxed. Xerox copies in Xerox stores in China. And then they ship them over here and stuff them in the ATMs, and they still rip you off with these credit card readers and debit card readers and all the fraud, waste, and abuse going on in these bank ATMs that are run by the Chi-Coms, the idiots in Gaza, and all these other stupid proliferations and profiteroles.
And the professionals. Don't forget the professionals, right, Glenda?
I guess so, honey. I guess you gotta be a professional if you want to run around a tree and turn to butter. Isn't that right, Jordan? You get me? I'm winking at you, Jordan. I'm winking.
Okay, let's take another caller. Caller, you're on the air. What's your question for the experts?
Hi, guys. So I was supposed to call in with a question. Do you know anything about above top secret information that Trump may have about, you know, this secret file operation, I don't know, bullet vest, or what was it called? Something, hold on. Denise, what was that called that Trump had the file?
Oh, yeah.
Operation Hurricane Crossfire. Or something.
Yeah.
You guys know about that?
Crossfire Hurricane. What's going on with that?
I know what's going on with that because I am in the CIA and nobody knows about it. Crossfire Hurricane was in a three-ring binder. Okay, and it was not in something like what the lamestream media wants to call it. These liberals who think that Trump stored things in a peachy, you know, like they do, and such vocal fry, and yeah, that's how they talk. And you know, it's just Rachel Maddow. How many lies does she have coming out of that craw? You know, I don't understand it, but it is the binder that we're talking about.
You said nothing. You didn't say nothing of value on this. Now, Jordan, I have the answer right here. Got it in my super center where people do the research on these sorts of things. It was not in a peachy. You did get that right, Catherine. But it was a black three-ring binder in black. It was covered in black paint. And as I understand it, let me see this. Dumb birds, bring me that secret note. Thank you, dumb birds. Get your supper soon. It's roadkill. They love the roadkill. It's fresh. Tonight it's fresh. Well, anyway, so it's called Vanta Black. It's the blackest black on the planet. It's blacker than Oprah. It's blacker than Candace Owens. It's blacker than Michelle Obama and all the kids combined with Barack Obama and everybody. So black people got nothing on Vanta Black because you can put something in Vanta Black and not see it. It makes everything invisible. It's the power of blackness. It's real black power. And so that was covered all over the three-ring binder of,
yeah,
of hurricane cloud storm or whatever we's talking about.
Crossfire hurricane, honey. It's in the QAnon news. They got that same report.
Well, but Pernas is the real news, Glenda. You all know that the stupid newsletter that you and I both get is just... They get a lot of news from our super center, so we don't have to worry about that. Right, Jordan?
Run out of time, so that's it for tonight's show. We'll see you next time on News to News Radio, heard coast to coast across America with me, Jordan McNamara, in the desert of the news.